Thanks to TikTok, a Cambridge man is giving back to others, one gift card at a time. While on his daily route as a truck driver, 26-year-old Brandon Luckick uses the popular app as a way to connect with others during the pandemic. It can get pretty lonely on the road. It'd been so nice to talk to people. I started doing live streams and since then, it's turned into a small community, Luckick said. But never did I expect it to turn into something like this. Gifts sent through TikTok were turned into monetary donations. On TikTok, you can buy coins, but I had no idea that this can turn into real money. So, I thought I would take this money and do something with it, something that would help others, Luckick said. I decided to include an e-transfer option and donations just accumulated. In 2 weeks, I had about $200. With funds raised, Luckick decided that he would give back by helping those in need. I bought gift cards and handed them out to homeless people, Luckick said. Then I started making YouTube videos. Luckick hides gift cards throughout Waterloo region and Guelph and posts clues on social media as to his location and where the cards can be found. I heard back from someone who received a gift card. She wanted to say thank you. It was a Subway card. Her daughter, who recently passed away, used to work at Subway. She was so thankful, Luckick said. That was a special moment for me. But it didn't stop there for Luckick. A friend mentioned that the Cambridge Food Bank was low on donations. So, I gave them a call, Luckick said. I went to the food bank and we filmed a YouTube video. I documented how every penny gifted went to the food bank. It was really eye-opening for me. I love Cambridge. Doing this, you can really see the sores behind the beauty marks. It makes me feel good to help. The Cambridge Food Bank received $1,400 in donations from Luckick. According to Sarah Tews, donor development manager at the Cambridge Food Bank, the TikTok fundraising initiative was a first for the food bank. I was so excited when Brandon reached out to us. We've been looking for new ways to reach out to a younger demographic. We really want to engage the younger generation, and this was something new and exciting, Tews said. With Christmas around the corner, the Cambridge Food Bank is looking for donations to meet an increased need for families during the holidays. Receiving this donation, it was so generous and from the heart, Tews said. It's so heartwarming. Luckick says he's just a regular guy who grew up on a farm and enjoys a quieter life and being outdoors. But I am so happy to take part in this. To help others and give back, it means a lot to me, Luckick said. He says that he hopes to continue to give back with regular gift card hunts and perhaps larger initiatives such raising funds for the Sick Kids Foundation in Toronto. Making someone smile, it warms my heart.